That's the avoda. It's never too late. Ha'adam olam katan.
No way, right?
That's the vart from the Kajal Zermag. It was, v'svartam lachem. Sviras ha'omer. V'svartam lachem. We try to count Sfira until when? Ad mimachras ha'shabes ha'shvi'es. Tisperu chamishim yom. So the Kajal Zermag, it says, Ad mimachras ha'shabes ha'shvi'es until the end of 7 weeks. Tisperu chamishim yom. Which means if you didn't really take advantage of Sfira the whole time, and now you realize it's Shavuos, and I didn't get enough out of Sfira, let's say it's the last day of Sfira, I'm about to count for the last time, and I feel like I didn't work on Chesed Sheba Chesed, Chesed Sheba Gvura, etc. Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShavuos, until you get to Shavuos, even if it's like very late in the game, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you can still count all 50 days. You can still, like we said from the Arachayim HaKadosh, Tisperu is Lashon of illuminate. You can still illuminate the whole Sfira Sofer. But it's never too late for a Jew. Okay, so now that I made excuses why I'm late today, let's say. Ha'adam olam katan. Ha'adam olam katan. Continuation of what we were learning yesterday. V'amnam zos hi aderech ha'muchreches ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach l'chol adam b'hai alma. This is the way of the world. And again, like I mentioned yesterday, we're going back to some of the earlier themes we had in the Sefer of Alios and Yeridos. And how that's just life. That's how it is. Shagam be'eis Yerida v'nefila. Even when a person is on a downward swing, he have eiza matzav shia, whatever situation he finds himself in, lo laharpos chas v'shalom himenu yisbach. But he holds on to Hashem. He tries to maintain whatever he can. Miya ale b'har Hashem, miya kum b'kom kadsho. The tzaddikim explain, or Michal Zlotchever and other tzaddikim explain, that miya kum b'har Hashem, who's going to, I mean, miya ale b'har Hashem, who will make it to the top of the mountain? A person who's mi yakum b'makom katsha, whoever is able to stand in his place. Meaning, even as he's slipping down the mountain, he's trying to hold on. He's not mavat there. That's what Rav Yaakov Reshechter is saying here. When you're having a downward swing, so grab what you can, hold on to what you can. The muscle of the Chavetz Chaim brings the Shmiras HaLashon. B'shem Chacham Echad. A person who's in the marketplace, and a thief comes and starts stealing apples out of the basket. So the young woman who's standing there, who's selling apples in the marketplace, she doesn't know what to do with herself. She's paralyzed. Until the wise man says, the thief is grabbing, you also grab. Hold on to whatever you can. Why do you have to lose everything? So when we have a Yerida, whatever matzav we find ourselves in, don't abandon a Kodesh Baruch. We would say, okay, forget it. Now's the time for just down and more down and more down. Hold on to whatever you can. Miya Ale B'har Hashem, who's going to make it to the top of the mountain? Says Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev, in the Sefer Mayim Rabim, a person who races to the top of the mountain is mi yakum b'makom kadsho, the person who tries to hold his ground. As he's slipping. But he's trying to hold his ground. El lis'acheiz bo l'kro alav u'liach l'yeshuasa. Grab on to Hashem, call to Hashem, hope for his salvation. L'das v'yediyah b'rua shakol mine hayeridos v'anafilos einan el l'tovas ha'adam l'shleimusa. To realize that this is not apologetics, but this is life. That life is made up of yeridos, and all of those Yeridos and all those Nefilos, not that we can choose to have those Yeridos and Nefilos, but reflecting back over the course of our lives and the mistakes that we've made, to be able to look at it and say, this is all part of me becoming who I am. It's good for me in some objective way that I don't yet maybe understand through my subjective experience, but in some grand scale objective way, Hashem knows what He's doing. And this is part of me achieving Shleimus, attaining wholesomeness and completeness in my life and in my avodas Hashem. Kizos ledas she'inyan ha'aliyos va'yeridos einan rak nachlas ha'minha noshi. I like this line very much. He says you shouldn't think that aliyos and yeridos, the ups and downs of life, are simply a human problem. It's the nachla, it's the inheritance, it's the portion of the minha anoshi of Homo sapiens. This is not merely a human problem. This doesn't only affect people. This affects all of reality. The whole world, physical reality, the entire universe, has alios and yeridos. Physically, spiritually, everything is going through ups and downs. And therefore, man, as a miniature world, as the title of this piece is, Ha'adam Olam Katan, Va'adam Hu Olam Katan, because you're a miniature world, you may not recognize it all the time. In fact, our physical senses don't recognize it at all, the fact that we're spinning through space right now. Anyone feel it? Anyone nauseous? You're dizzy? Feel like you're going to fall off? We're spinning. Our whole world is always like a dreidel. It's another famous Rabbi Nachman Torah. Our world is spinning, right? And therefore, just like the big world is spinning, so too the Olam Katan, my individual world, is spinning. There's so many pieces moving around in my life at any given moment. And therefore, just like the world is experiencing ups and downs, rotations, revolutions, waxing and waning, the moon, so too the Jewish people, so too every human being. And the reason that it has to be this way, if you'll ask, well, why did God make it that way? He says it's a very deep secret that is guarded by Hashem. But without understanding the Kabbalah of it, without understanding the Pnimius of it, without understanding the why of it, that's reality. And if this is how Hashem is running it, it must be that this is the best way for it to run. Period. I don't understand it. And again, in terms of thinking of it as an idea, as a concept, we're allowed to discuss it. That we should understand it to keep us properly in place, to remind ourselves of this reality. To remind yourself when you're up and up and up and you think you're a big Ben Aliyah, remind yourself that there's going to be a Ridos. It keeps a person grounded. You don't become haughty in that way. To remind yourself that Hashem runs the world, Hashem lifts up the downtrodden, and Hashem pushes down those people who get too much power. A person gets too big, a person gets too powerful, and next thing you know, he's standing in front of the Senate testifying for 5 hours. Lamashal. But Hashem runs the world. No one's always up, and no one's always down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of balancing things out. And that's part of the secret of creation. Now, if you turn to the next page, and I apologize for those whose pamphlets are up, but maybe look on with someone who has a safer next to. On the top of page 90, we have the most Kabbalistic paragraph we've seen in the entire Sefer. I'm just going to read the words. I'm not going to explain anything. I know Elliot's very excited. He likes words that none of us understand for some reason. But okay, so let's see. Ra'isi pam, I saw one time, I believe it's from the Baal Shem Tov, he says, K'meduma b'shem Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That this secret of the ups and downs of life that has to be is from the world of Akudim. Olam ne'alam v'gavah ma'od she'omed me'al la'olam Atzilus. Beyond the four worlds that we talk about, of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, there are even higher realms. Akudim, Nikudim, based on the speckled sheep of Yaakov Avinu in the house of Lavan. Super, super deep Kabbalistic things. Shachios nimshacham sham bechinas mati v'lamati. That the energy, the life force that is found there, is expressing itself in a way of touching and not touching simultaneously, being present at the same time, being completely detached. K'mavur ba'arichos be'etz chayim, as is found at length in the writings of the Arizal on the Etz Chayim, on page 30-34. Okay, so if you never heard of the Olam Akudim, if you never heard of the Olam Atzilus, you're in good company, because most Jews haven't. Okay, but if you want to look into it, you have a Mayer Makom, go to the library, take out the Etz Chayim, and good luck to you. U'kedvar ma'elu kosei Rabbeinu b'Lakutim Aran. But now let's learn something of a slightly more revealed nature. In Lakutim Aran Tinyana, Torah Pebes. The Pasuk says in Telem Koflamet Tes, Ksiv, Achor v'kedem tzartani. Hashem, you've made me forwards and backwards. Now, tzartani has sort of a dual meaning to it. Tzartani could mean, what is tzar, like beinam etzarim, meitzar, mitzrayim. Tzartani could mean what? Could mean restricted. Min hametzar karasika. So you could read the pasuk achor v'kedem tzartani, backwards and forwards you restricted me. But also the word is a little bit created to the word yetzira, which means to create. So you've made me forwards and backwards, and you've contained me and restricted me in both directions. If I try to go too much forward, you push me back. If I try to go too far back, you push me forward. You've boxed me in sort of both forwards and backwards. What is this idea of forwards and backwards? It says Rabbi Nachman, Zebuchinas Kaseder v'shalo Kaseder. This is David HaMelech's way of expressing that life sometimes operates in an order that makes a lot of sense to us. And sometimes life seems to be completely, completely out of order. when I was listening to the Mashpia's Shabbos HaGadol Drasha this year, not live, but when he gave it again at Stern College, and I was listening online, and he was talking about the concept of Seder, I realized a funny thing. Everyone talks about the first two steps of the Seder being out of order. Kaddish, Orchatz. Says the Avnei Nezer, it should be Orchatz and then Kaddish. First you wash away your negativity, and then Kaddish, then you become holy. First get rid of the bad, Sor Meira, and then Asay Tov, it's out of order. So it's so ironic that a Seder, Dafka begins, of all the 15 steps, the two that are most questionable, are Kaddish or Orchatz. So how can a Seder start with something that's completely out of order? And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman is about to describe to us. Right? That Seder and lack of Seder go hand in hand. Achor v'kedem tzartani. Backwards and forwards, you've contained me. I'm constantly moving in two directions at the same time. I'm constantly going up and constantly going down. And I'm constantly spinning. And that's the world, and that's my world, and that's life. Zebachina Seder v'shaloka Seder. We like to have Seder in our life, no? We enjoy Seder. Who doesn't like Seder? Who doesn't like to have their life in order? The Rambam brings, in the Mor Nevuchim, I've never learned the whole Rambam Mor Nevuchim, but I saw a quote from Rav Michal Ber Weissmandel. Rav Weissmandel was instrumental in saving Jews during the Holocaust. He was Rosh Yeshiva, the Nitri Yeshiva, Mount Kisco. Rav Weissmandel quotes from the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, apparently, again, I can't confirm this from my own learning, but we'll take his word for it, that the Rambam brings 75 proofs, 75 proofs in Mor Nevuchim, for what? For a creator. That there's a God. That God made the world. 75 different proofs offered by Maimonides in his Mor Nevuchim, the Guide for the Perplexed, to prove that what? To prove that there's a God. You know what the Rambam says the strongest proof is? Of all the proofs? The Rambam says one of the most remarkable proofs, and this is sort of the crossroad of science and God, the Rambam says, Mashayesh Seder La'olam. That there's a Seder to the world. The precise balance of so many things, or everything, right? But in an obvious way, so many things in the world you see, wow. What would it take for my spine to be slightly altered, making me unable to walk? What would it take for my eye to be just a little bit off for me to be blind? What would it take, right, for, you know, a blow to the head to cause my mind to not remember anymore? And yet everything is aligned so precisely, as we say in Asher Yatzar, open cavities, closed things, right? Parts of the body that have openings, parts of the body that are closed, everything arranged, the brilliance of the body and of the world with precision. And the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges things in the world, the Rambam says that is the greatest proof of God. Mashayesh Seder Ba'olam. And we highlight it every night in Ma'ariv. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Mesader Es HaKochavim. Let's not be fooled. Sometimes you look at some parts of the world and you say, oh, this is just kind of random. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the trillions of stars in the galaxy and he just like threw them up there. No. Mesader Es HaKochavim. What do the words mean? Mesader. Seder. Hashem, you orderly organize and arrange and place each star exactly in its spot. Hashem pays attention to the details. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very focused on the details. And therefore, a person has to live a life of Seder. We try to be like Hashem. We like Seder. We like when there's a progression in our life. The Gemara says in Sota, Daf Mem Tesamar Aleph, the Gemara says that the world stands on Kiddusha Desidra. Kiddusha Desidra. When we say the Kedusha in Uvel Etzion, the world stands upon that. Revolvi in the Alei Shor, in the first volume on page 67, talks about what is it about Kedusha de Sidra that upholds the whole world. But it has something to do with Seder. Revolvi has many ma'amar, many vadim, about the importance of Seder. The Bali Musa were people who were very mesudar in their activities. They had a very clear Seder. Davening, when a person wakes up in the morning and goes to daven. Davening has a Seder. Davening has a Seder. Rabbi Twersky's brother, Olav HaShalom, Hashem should avenge his blood. Rabbi Twersky's brother, someone once told me, B'Shem Rabbi Twersky, Zatzal, that when a person davens, you know, there's halachos. If a person comes late to shul, what do you skip? What can you make up after davening? So Rabbi Twersky's brother said that a person who davens out of order, it's like a person who dials a telephone number out of order. And he has all the right numbers, just like it doesn't work as well if why didn't I connect to you? Because my number is 803-2749, not 2749-803. Right? You dial the numbers out of order, so you're going to get a different number. Someone might pick up, and they may be helpful to you. But it's not the person who you're trying to get in touch with. So Seder is a very chashuv thing. In davening, the Gemara in Bracha says on Daf Lamed Beis, La'olam yisader Adam, shvacho shomachom, va'achar kach yispal. First, the person should be misader the praises of Hashem, and then he should make his request. Shmona Esrei has a very clear Seder to it. The book we use for davening is called the Siddur. Life is supposed to have a Seder. It's a good thing. Seder is a good thing. In Bein Adam L'makum, in Tefillah, in Bein Adam L'chavero. Can anyone think of an example in Bein Adam L'chavero of Seder? Or where a lack of Seder is seen as a terrible offense? By the Meraglim. By the Meraglim, it says, when Moshe is recounting the Meraglim in the beginning of Chumash Devarim, in Parak Aleph of Devarim, and he says, V'tikrevun elai kulchem, you all gathered unto me. And you said, let's send spies. Says Rashi, if you remember Rashi at the beginning of Chumash Devarim, V'tikrevun elai kulchem, you came to me be'erbuvya. It was a big jumble, it was a big mix. That was already a sign that the Meraglim was going to be a disaster. There was no Seder in the plan. Yeladim dochvenes hazakenim. The younger ones were pushing the older ones out of the way. Vizakenim dochvenes haroshim. And the zakenim were pushing the leaders out of the way. It was a balagan. That's a sign of something destructive. That's not good. So we like, and we hope, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our lives should have Seder. Rabbi Nassan wrote a letter to his son. I read the biography of Rabbi Nassan over Yom Tov. Rabbi Nassan of Breslov, the student of Rabbi Nachman, wrote a letter to his son saying, I really don't get your learning, Seder. I don't get how you're learning. He said, you wrote me a letter and you told me that you're learning Hilchos Malicha, the laws of salting meats in Yeridea, and you're also learning Hilchos Shabbos. So he says to me, writes back to him in a letter, he says, how can you be learning Hilchos Malicha and Hilchos Shabbos at the same time? What does one have to do with the other? Now Rabbi Nassan, of course, wrote a magnum opus where he ties things together that have nothing to do with each other. He knows what Hilchos Malicha has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. But he's saying, where's the Seder in that? There's an order of how a person's supposed to do things. And a person who follows the order is a person who's matzliach in this world. I picked up a sefer before Yom Tov called Kisvei Ramam, Rav Moshe Midner. And one of the very first pieces in it, it says, Rav Moshe Midner said, that the five books of the Torah, he only explains four of them, parallel the Seder of a person's day. Bereshis. You're created. You wake up in the morning. Moda ani lefanecha. I get up. I get dressed. Bereshis. That's Bereshis. Shemos. Shemos is the giving of the Torah. Halachos. Right? Parsha Mishpatim. I wake up in the morning. What do I do? Before I daven. The tzaddikim all said, who could daven before learning Torah? You need to learn to be prepared to daven. So I get up in the morning. That's Bereshis. Then I learn Torah. That's Shemos. Then I daven, that's my yikra, karbanos, makom tefillah. And then b'midbar, then I travel, I go to work. What's the dvar? He didn't say pshat and dvar. A couple different pshat you can say for dvar. But there's a seder how a Jew lives his life, yeah.
So I don't mean to kind of disregard everything you say regarding seder, but isn't that taking away the main premise of the beauty of Judaism?
That what?
That there's no set way to serve God, and that there is a seder.
There's many seder. That's true. It's an important point. Seder doesn't mean there's only one seder. That's true. That's true. There is more than one path. But you have to choose a path. The point is you have to be on a path. To live without a path is a very dangerous thing. You're right. Not everyone has to have the same order. But you have to be a person who... So if I were to ask you, what does a day in your life look like? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You don't have a schedule? You don't have any order in your life? A person has to have a Seder. You make a commitment, whatever it is. It may change from when you're 18 years old to when you're 35 years old. Right? But you have a Seder, you have a goal, you have Simonim, as we begin our Pesach Seder. First Kaddish, then Orchatz. Okay, you can make a different list if you think that you have a better option if you're at a different stage of life. But the point is that I have to try, to the best of my ability, to live with Seder. However, having said that, we return now to Leket Amarim, and Rabbi Nachman says, but Ocher V'Kedem Tzartani. But there's a Metzias of what? Of Seder, Vishaloka Seder. There's a reality where sometimes we have opposing things, Seder and not Seder, at the same time. There were tzaddikim whose Seder was no Seder. And as I pointed out before, the Pesach Seder itself begins. The first two steps are out of order. That's Hashem's way of saying that even within Seder, sometimes there's a lack of Seder. That's part of life also. There were tzaddikim who mamish, you could never predict what they were going to do. The tzaddikim who lived literally the same breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything, you know, learning, davening, their whole schedule, precise, for 50 years straight. Sat in the same spot, in the same shul, in Shari Chesed for 50 years. Ate the same breakfast, lunch, and dinner at exactly the same time. I heard once from the Stuchina Rebbe, he told the Maisa, trying to remember who the second tzaddik was. The Imre Emes was unbelievably punctual. Unbelievably punctual. There was another tzaddik who was once traveling with the Imre Emes. And this tzaddik was known to be very late for everything. So, I forgot who it was. I have to check my notes. So the Imre Emes said to him, okay, we're leaving, you know, the caravan leaves at 8 a.m. And he said to him, make sure you're on time. You know that I'm very makpid on doing things in a timely fashion. We're leaving at 8 o'clock. Okay, fine. No problem. Rebbe, get a Rebbe. I'll be there, not to worry. Anyways, this tzaddik, you know, who again had a hard time, or for holy reasons, was always busy with more things, always was a little bit late. So he shows up, and he, at mamish 8 o'clock on the dot, gets on the caravan. And then Rambam says, I didn't say we're getting on the caravan at 8 o'clock, I said we're leaving at 8 o'clock. We're supposed to pull out at 8 o'clock. Right? We're pulling out at 8 o'clock in, you know, 3 seconds. You're supposed to be sitting in your seat so we can start moving at 8 o'clock. Then Rambam's mamish lived his life that way. Mamish to the second. When he wrote letters to people, responding to people's questions, he thought Rav Chaim Kanievsky is shorthand. Imre Emes was even shorter. If the answer was yes, he just wrote a chaf. Didn't have time to write kain. Or lo, he just wrote a lamed. One letter. You have to know the code. Unbelievably precise, unbelievably punctual. But Rabbi Nachman says, but there's also a shalokas seder. And certainly that's part of our lives. We can relate to it. We're tzaddikim who lived mamish out of seder. There's a volume I have at home called Yemos Olam. From the tzaddikim of Amshinov. So someone once asked Rav Yosef of Amshinov, Sefer Tzadik v'Kadosh Shel Bracha. He said, "What's the seder in Amshinov for Shnayim Mikra? How do they do Shnayim Mikra in Amshinov? Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. You're supposed to read the parsha twice with either Unkelis or Rashi. So they asked him. Different tzaddikim had different ways of doing it. Do you do one aliyah a day? Do you do the whole thing on Erev Shabbos? What was the seder in Amshinov? So he said, seder for Shnayim Mikra in Amshinov." He said, in Amshinov, there's no musag of Seder. There's no concept of Seder. You guys know about the Amshinov of a Rebbe? There's no Seder over there. Well, they make some doll like from the last Shabbos on who knows when. He's probably still like getting ready for Pesach, you know? He's totally beyond time. A Seder for Shnai. They laughed at a Seder for Shnai Mikra and Amshinov. You know, a Seder for anything in Amshinov. So there's a notion by Tzaddikim of being out of Seder. But certainly for us, when we try to get our life together, we're like the world that's still spinning. Let's read inside. Acher v'kadem tzartani zebechinas seder v'shaloka seder. Kedem hu bechinas kaseder. Forward moving, kedem, straight, that's seder. Bechinas aleph beis kaseder. Aleph, followed by beis, followed by gimel, etc. V'acher, backwards, hu bechinas tof shin reish kof shaloka seder. The letter's going backwards. Arkan. Look at Rabbi Nachman over there, where he talks about this duality of living with both. V'nei milashon hakasuv tzartani, which I told you means both restricted me and created me, mashma ki zos hi mitzias yitziras ha'adam, shelef amim yelech lo kaseder, lefam shelo kaseder. This is how you were created. This is programmed into your being, into your mitzias, into your reality. There will be moments where life works out the way you wanted it to work out, and there's times where your life is completely falling apart, where you feel like the whole Bria is operating in reverse. Olam hafach ra'isi. It's an upside-down world. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun. Lefam b'ha'aras panim. Sometimes you feel Hashem's light, His countenance shining upon you. Ulefamim b'hastaras panim. And sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely hidden from you. Yeshva and yonim misnagim kiritzono. Sometimes things go exactly as planned. And sometimes the deal you worked on for 6 months falls apart at the closing. That's life. The shidduch didn't work out. The job didn't work out. Everything looked perfect at the beginning. And now it all fell apart. And one's spiritual demeanor changes. One's spiritual life changes radically sometimes. from being mamish, godless hamochin, feeling good, excited to get up in the morning, go to davening, I'm learning, things are great, I'm filled with joy to be a yid, le'itzvon ruach v'chozer chalila. And sometimes his Yiddishkeit makes him so depressed. He's so disappointed in the choices he made. He feels like, I can barely drag myself to put on my tefillin, can barely say Shema and Shmon Esrei, let alone daven for more than 3 minutes. V'chozer chalila, and the cycle repeats itself. And it goes around and around for each person in their own way. And you sometimes have people who mamish, 1 minute they're the best guy in the base medrash, and the next minute they're so embarrassed what they've done they can't even tell it to their best friend who they share all their secrets with. As is hinted to in the pasuk in Tehillim, this is Tilim Parak of Zion. Yalu Shemayim Yerdu Sahomos. Sometimes you can go to the heights of heaven, and then you can go to the lowest lows. That's the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yudalit. Yudalit, Yugimel? I think Yudalit. The Gemara says that Klai Yisrael are compared to stars, and Klai Yisrael are compared to what? To the dust of the earth. When we're up, we're mamish, the highest, we're the stars of the world. Kekochavim. As the Pasuk says in Sefer Daniel, the Tzaddik is like a star. And when we're down, we're mamish dirt. We're mamish the lowest of the low. So that's the reality of Acher V'Kedem Tzartani. Sometimes we're very, very up, and sometimes we're very, very down. But the avod is to realize that I'm exactly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be, and I'm going to try my best to ride it out, because this is life. I once heard a beautiful story from a young woman I taught one summer. She told me a story from Rebbetzin Shira Smiles, if you recognize the name, from Eretz Yisrael. She says she was driving home on an Erev Shabbos, and there's a person standing on the side of the road. It's getting a little late. Standing there with a bag. It looked like they're trying to get somewhere for Shabbos. So she pulls over and she says, hi, are you okay? Do you need help? I said, yeah, the truth is, I'm not sure how I'm getting to where I'm going, but where are you going? So she says, I'm trying to get to Ramat Beit Shemesh. She says, oh, Gevaldik, that's where we're going. He says, which part of Ramat Beit Shemesh? She says, Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet. Oh, perfect. Hop in. So they hop in, they give her the address, and she drives. It's already Friday afternoon. Not so much extra time. No problem. Perfect. Right on our way. So they get to this person's house. They drop the person off. They're so thankful. Wow, I don't know how I've gotten here without you. Thank you so much. What an amazing thing. Okay. And then Shira Smiles starts driving home to Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. So her daughter is sitting in the back says, Ima, you lied. You said we're going to bed. We weren't going to bed. That's not where we live. That's not true. So she says to her, where am I going? Ima goes where Hashem needs Ima to go. So I thought when I got in the car, I was going to Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. Right? But Hashem wants me to go to Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet. So that's not that. So as a person of Amuna and Bitachon, with an understanding of sometimes life goes exactly where you want it to go, and sometimes the GPS recalculates, but that's all part of getting to where I'm supposed to be. So she says, Ima, how could you lie? I didn't lie. I go where Hashem wants me to go. I thought I was going to Aleph, but Hashem says I'm going to bed, apparently. So I went to bed. I think that's an amazing story. To be able to go where Hashem wants you to go and to not feel that it's at all out of your way, because that's Hashem's master plan, that's beautiful. Says, Lekan Amar in the bottom paragraph on page Sadi. Uve emes kefiha amor, and in accordance with what we've just explained, kein hi mitzias habriya. This is the nature of the world. Or v'choshech. Right? Again, this is not, you shouldn't feel this is like, this is a human struggle. This is a Jewish problem. The whole world is going through these cycles, the ups and downs. Or v'choshech, light and darkness. Yom v'layla, day and night. Kayetz v'choref, different seasons. Why did Hashem make so many cycles of life? V'chein hu, sidna da'ara. And this is also the geographical layout of the world. Harim ubekos, God made mountains and God made deep valleys. Talul umishur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made rocky terrain, hills, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, parts of the country, parts of the world where it's just flat. It's flat, 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 and there's a place where every, 10 feet is another up and down, up and down. Umuva me'arav HaKadosh Rav Pinchas Mikaretz. Rav Pinchas Karetzer, one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, in the Medrash Pinchas in O Zion, he quotes here, Medrash Pinchas is a very interesting sefer. You know why? Because Rav Pinchas Karetzer is a very interesting person. Rav Pinchas Karetzer darshened everything. He loved darshaning the world. He says some of the most wild and interesting Torahs in Medrash Pinchas. In the Medrash Pinchas, he says, Shagam shar yitziros hativios kagon hamayim nimtzam pom ba'aliyah upom b'yarida. Everything in the world is going through ups and downs. Water. Is water going through ups and downs? Chavra, is water going through ups and downs? You remember the picture from your science book when you were a kid, yeah? The cloud and the rain coming down and the evaporation going back up. The cycle, the rain cycle. Water's also going, I'm not just talking about like the ocean's waves rising up, which is also another up and another down. But everything in the world is going through ups and downs. It's growing up and then falling down and then trying again. That's all of life, ups and downs. Everything in the world, even water, which seems to just, you know, kind of be there. Even water is going through a cycle of ups and downs. Yeah. The tzaddik also goes through ups and downs. Sheva yipol tzaddik, yikom. The tzaddik, the Mishlei says, falls 7 times and gets back up. That's part of why he is a tzaddik, because he's not fighting against it. He understands there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be high moments and low moments. And every low moment, one of the best techniques I know, when I realized I had to take my car to the shop the other day, one of the best techniques, I think, for dealing with like a rough situation, and, you know, halavai should be the worst thing anyone has to deal with. When you're in a bad situation, just picture, I think it's such a chashiv technique, just picture down the road. Picture a year from now. A year from now, I'm barely going to remember that I have to deal with this car thing. Picture 5 years from now. I was picturing that day. I was picturing, God willing, our oldest daughter getting married. This car, fixing the car to deal with. That's not going to be like under the chuppah, like, ugh, it's so frustrating. You know, my insurance went up. It'll be gamze yavor, you know, let's move past it. That's how it goes. When a city is getting hung up on the downs, let's move up already. Let's go weiter. To be able, when you're going through a tough time, when things aren't working out, right? Try to hope, put your hope in Hashem, and picture that down the road Hashem's going to work it out. Right now it's not so good. Right now I've been trying to get this job for 6 months. Okay, hopefully in 3 years from now I'll have the job. And I won't even remember how bad it was. Is it always work out? Sometimes a person 3 years later is still looking for a job. Okay, so he has to think in terms of 10 years, whatever it is. But to realize that what seems so terrible right now, my girlfriend broke up with me, no, there's no life after that. I promise you there's life after that. You fast forward, you picture down the road, it'll be okay. That's how it goes, that's life. So look what he writes. V'chol zehu al pi anhagos Hashem Yisparach es ha'olamos v'ashkocha nifla klalos u'pratis. This is all part of the master plan, being guided precisely by Hashem. Again, light and dark, day and night, summer and winter, ups and downs, it's all part of the master plan. Al yedei tzirufim shonim, through different arrangements. We spoke about this concept a little bit. Take the letters of the same word and you can rearrange it into two totally opposite things. It could be a keser, it could be a crown, or it could be kares. Right? It could be oneg, it could be delight, or it could be nega, it could be tzaras, it could be pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take the same situation and turn it inside out and upside down. Kefisha gazra chachmasu yizbarach, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees, va'kol madud v'shaku me'ito b'diyuk nifla. And everything is measured and weighed very precisely. Very, very precisely. And he ends again on a Kabbalistic note, and we'll end here with this last couple of lines. Kamuva b'sefer yetzira, as is found in the Sefer Yetzira. Sefer Yetzira is the earliest, one of the earliest, maybe the earliest, work of Kabbalah. Its authorship is attributed to Avram Avinu, maybe even Adam Rishon. And it says in the Sefer Yetzira, which is where we know many of the terms that are found in Sefer Chassidus and Kabbalah, Esrim Ushtayim Osios. How many letters of creation are there? Aleph through Tav, how many letters? 22. You should know that number. It's a good number to know. 22 letters in the Jewish Aleph base. Okay. No, not including the Sofit letters. 5 Sofit letters, so 27 in total. Aleph through Tav are the 22 building blocks of creation. That's why the Maggid of Mezrich said, Bereishis bara, Elohim. What's the next word? Aleph Tav. Bereishis bara Elohim, Aleph Tav. The first thing Hashem did, or the way by which Hashem created, is with the letters Aleph to Tav. Hashem created all reality by taking letters of creation and making it. But that always means, what you know what that means? That means that the letters of your situation can always be rearranged. When God, you know, changes your life, when you're davening, you're asking Hashem to please rearrange the letters in a better way. In a better way. Take the same letters that are giving me hardship and rearrange them. Says the Sefer Yetzirah, Hashem took the 22 letters, Tsarfan. Tsarfan, he arranged them. Shaklan, he weighed them, he measured them. Vehemiram, he exchanged them. What does all this mean? Vitsar behem es kola yitzur, vesa asid letzur. And Hashem created all that he created in that moment, and Hashem programmed into those letters the ability to create everything that will be created in the future. Everything in the world is built on letters. Learn the Baal HaTanya's Shar Yichud V'Amunah, and you'll see very quickly what I'm talking about. Tsarfan. Hainu, tziruf osio ze bezeh, bofanim shonim. Tsarfan means the arrangements of letters, aligning the letters in a particular order. Shal yedei ze mishavim nivram, upu'ulos mishtanos lein ketz. Hashem can take the same thing and look at it from an infinite number of angles and see something different. Unbelievable. Shaklan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, weighed it. What does that mean? Bereish lamed aleph sha'arim, panim. To 231 gates, besod aleph beis kaseder, and then hemiram bereish lamed aleph shalom achor besod tashrak shalok kaseder. Hashem took all those letters, and through 231 gates, forwards and backwards, achor v'kedem tzartani, backwards and forwards you made me. Kadosh Baruch Hu can look at the letters and read it forwards and backwards and inside out and upside down. We mentioned once in the Vilna Gaon shir. That the godless of the Vilna Gaon was not only did he know the Torah forwards, he knew it backwards. How many of us right now could say something we've said, I don't know, 10,000 times, right? Say it backwards. We'd have to think to even say the six words of Shema backwards. To say the Aleph Beis backwards. To say the Simanim of the Seder backwards. To say one line of Ashrei backwards. We'd have to really think. Right? But a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to work so hard to read forwards and backwards. Hashem could look at the same thing. And you say, oh, this is so backwards. I'm like, nah, I read it the other way, which is forwards. This is the back and forwards, the ups and downs. The Seder and the lack of Seder. It exists not only in Amshanov, it exists in every experience in life. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be Jews. There's a lot more to this idea. He's going to go on in the next two pages. And I want to learn a piece together from Rav Soloveitchik and Rabbi Nachman, but we'll save it for Mirtz Hashem Monday. Tomorrow will be Kiddush Levi. But Mirtz Hashem, we should really live with this idea. To really, 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 really believe this idea and internalize this idea. It's not unique to you. Your friends and Rebbeim and everyone you ever have met, whoever walked this earth, is going through the same thing. A drop of water is going through the same thing. A blade of grass and a star is going through the same thing. The whole entire universe is, and all of the worlds beyond this world are going through the same thing. It's a deep secret, which we don't understand, but it's reality. And the more that we try to accept it and embrace it, the better chance we'll be able to live a life filled with a sense of simcha and a sense of shleimus.